Have you considered a week away in order to lose weight? Now, in the past, health farms have had a bit of a bad press, particularly in the 70s and 80s. How many comedies have you seen where the guests are starving and try to escape or sneak food inside? So what really goes on? I spoke with Victoria Wills from New Beginnings. She founded a weight loss boot camp in a listed Victorian mansion near to Ilfracombe in North Devon.
So it's definitely not about swanning around in a bathrobe and sticking hoses up your backside or anything like that. It is very much about eating real food and doing something that you can take home with you. We don't take out all carbohydrates or anything. We do take away alcohol and we do take away caffeine because caffeine is going to affect your blood sugar levels.
So what is New Beginnings' approach?
We're not about military crawling through the mud and shouting. We are very much about a sensible, pragmatic approach that genuinely works. And it's based on the things that I've done. I used to weigh nearly 300 pounds and I've lost over half of my body weight now. It's a week's program where everything is sort of cocooned around you to make sure that you're going to get great results. So it's five really good meals every day. It's 4 to 5 hours of exercise a day, full body massage and hypnotherapy. Everybody knows you eat a bit healthier, you move a bit more, and you're going to lose weight. Very rarely that comes as news to people that lettuce would be a better choice than a chocolate bar. The issue for most people is, but why do I still want to eat the chocolate bar? So we do quite a lot of work on what thought processes and what motivation is leading people to what they're doing. And then obviously by controlling blood sugar and doing a fairly significant amount of exercise.
People are kind of on holiday. So how strict is New Beginnings?
We want you inside our bubble. So we plan the day from 7 a.m. until 8, 9 p.m. You're doing something, whether that's going on a hike. If you're on a beautiful coastal walk with an amazing guide who's telling you about stuff and describing the scenery and everything is just beautiful, then suddenly it doesn't feel like such hard work. The day is fully planned out for you with all the meals and all the snacks. And then at the end of the day, you're pretty keen to get to bed, get some rest.
Victoria says the profile of her guests has changed over the years.
We've had many more men coming on the programme than we used to.
It's now 50-50 male to female as a ratio, whereas a decade ago, Victoria says 90% of her guests were women. You can find out more at newbeginnings.co.uk. New is spelt N-U.